Welcome to Urban Echo, where we're going to take a short drum break, vocal stab, or synth phrase, resample it into something new, then chop it back apart and rebuild it into a gritty jungle, old-school DNB passage inside Ableton Live 12. This is one of those workflows that feels fast, musical, and a little bit dangerous in the best way. Instead of trying to force every idea to exist as MIDI from the start, we're going to let Audino do some of the heavy lifting. We'll print sound, deform it, slice it, and turn it into a fresh rhythmic texture with that dusty sampled energy that jungle is so good at. The big idea here is simple. Take a small sound, give it space, delay, reverb, filtering, maybe a bit of saturation. Then record that movement as audio. Once it's printed, you can chop it into playable pieces and rebuild a completely new groove. That's where the Urban Echo vibe comes from. It's part alleyway, part tape machine, part broken up drum edit floating in a dark room. Let's set up the session. First, create a source break track. Drop in an amen loop, a dusty break, or any break with some character. Then create a second source track for your effects or vocal material. This could be a spoken word hit, a chopped vocal, a synth stab, a noise burst, even a little radio texture. Short and characterful works best. We want something that can turn into rhythm once it's processed. Now create a third audio track for resampling. Set its input to resampling and arm it, because this track is going to capture everything you print from the source tracks and returns. You can also create a MIDI track for your chop player, where you'll later load sampler or a drum rack. And if you like working with returns, set up a reverb send, a delay or echo send, and maybe the distortion or saturation return if you want extra dirt in parallel. Before we record anything, let's prep the source material. For the break, if your project is around 170 BPM, warp it so it sits tightly in the grid. A warp mode like Beats is usually a good starting point for break material. Keep the transients clean and don't overwork it. If it starts to feel too polished, don't panic. We can bring the grime back later with saturation, resampling, and chopping. For the vocal or FX source, choose something with a little attitude. A one-word vocal hit, a small stab, a rough sound effect, a noisy chord, or a tape-like burst all work really well. The reason is simple. Once we process it through echo and reverb, it stops being a simple sample and starts becoming rhythmic atmosphere. On that FX or vocal track, build a basic echo chain. Start with auto filter and roll off the top a bit if needed. Then add echo with a rhythmic value like 1/8, dotted 1/8, or 1/16 depending on how busy you want it to feel. Keep the feedback moderate at first. Add reverb after that, with enough decay to create a tail but not so much that it turns into mud. Then put a saturator at the end to add some grit, and use utility if you need to tighten the stereo image. What we're doing is making the sample feel like it came from a dark space with movement in it, not a clean pop preset. Now we print it. Arm the resample track, hit record, and let the source play for at least 4 to 8 bars. If possible, do a few passes with different settings. Maybe one pass is drier, one has more feedback, one has filter movement, and one has a little more reverb or delay automation. You want options, because the whole point of this method is to capture interesting behavior, not just a static loop. Once the audio is recorded, listen back and pick the best section. Trim it, consolidate it if needed, and make sure the timing is usable. You're listening for moments that feel alive, a vocal onset, an echo swell, a snare tail, a little filter movement, even some accidental digital grit. Honestly, that accidental stuff is often where the magic lies. Now it's time to chop. Drag the resampled audio into Sampler if you want a fast, sample-style workflow. Put Sampler into slice mode and slice by transients if you're working with break-like material, or use warp markers or manual slicing if you want more control. If you want separate pad control, use drum rack and slice the sample onto pads so each piece can be played independently. Sampler is great for speed, and drum rack is great for building a more performance-friendly setup. When you start rebuilding the groove, think in call and response. Let one chopped phrase speak, then have another slice answer it. Leave space for the break underneath to keep rolling. A strong jungle patter often sounds like a conversation between the chop and the drums, not just a constant stream of notes. Use short note lengths, a few 1/16 and 1/32 hits, and don't be afraid to leave gaps. Negative space is part of the rhythm here. A very usable starting point is a two-bar loop, where the first bar has a longer chop on beat 1 and a smaller echo hit later in the bar, and the second bar answers with a snare-like fragment or a ghost slice before the end of the phrase. If a slice feels good when it's slightly late or slightly early, trust that feel. Jungle and old school DNB love a little push and pull. They do not need everything to be perfectly stiff and gridlocked. Underneath that, keep the original brake or add a second brake layer. This is where the engine comes from. The chopped resample gives you the foreground detail, but the brake underneath keeps the momentum moving. If the brake needs cleaning, use a Q8 to carve out some muddy low mids, and maybe add a little compression or saturation for punch. Don't squash it too hard. You want the brake to breathe. Now let's add the bass response. Use a Reese, a detuned saw stack, a sub plus mid layer, or any bass sound with some pressure. A stock chain could be operator or wavetable into saturator or a roar, then a Q8, then a compressor if you need sidechain control and utility to keep the low end mono. The bass should answer the chops, not fight them. Place bass hits in the empty spaces between chopped phrases. Short bass notes work really well for call and response, and a longer sustaining Reese can help fill the breakdown if you want more tension. A good rule of thumb for darker DNB is to keep the very low end mono, stay focused in the low mids for weight, and make sure there's enough harmonic content above that so the bass still reads on smaller systems. If your bass and chops are competing in the same area, use a cue to separate them. Let each layer have a role. At this stage, start automating the atmosphere. This is where the section really becomes cinematic. Move the echo feedback up gradually during the breakdown. Increase the reverb send on a phrase, then suddenly cut it before the drop. Close the filter on the chops, then open it sharply for the transition. Automate volume, pan, wet/dry amounts, and even the stereo width if you need to. One classic trick is to print the effect tail, then chop the tail as its own fill. That gives you a transition element that feels connected to the rest of the track instead of sounding like a generic riser. And here's the key move, resample the whole thing again. Once you've got your chop loop, your break, your bass, and maybe some effects returns moving together, print that full section to Audito. Then drag that new recording into another sampler or slice it up in Drum Rack and rebuild it again. Now you have a first generation sample, a processed sample, and a second generation sample. That second generation print often sounds more original, more committed, and more like the track already knows what it wants to be. This is one of the best habits you can build in Ableton Live 12. Commit earlier than you think. If a resample has a cool pocket, print it and move on. Don't spend all day trying to make the perfect MIDI version of something that already has life in audio form. For jungle and old school DNB, that commitment often makes the music stronger. When you arrange the section, think in phrases. For example, bars 1 to 4 can be your introduction, with a filtered break, a few ghost vocal echoes, and very little bass. Bars 5 to 8 can bring in more slices and a little more rhythmic complexity. Bars 9 to 12 can raise the tension with stronger bass and tighter chop placement. Then bars 13 to 16 can open up into a transition, with a final tail or rewind style fill carrying you into the drop or the next section. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't overchop until the groove disappears. If everything is busy, nothing feels intentional. Leave space and let the rhythm breathe. Don't drown the sound in reverb and delay either. If the tail gets too washed out, print it, trim it, gate it, or EQ it so it stays focused. Be careful with low-end clutter too. Resampled material often hides extra mud in the low mids, so clean at area up when needed. And don't stop at one resample. The second or even third generation is often where the personality really starts to show. If you want to push this further, try layering different levels of degradation. A little saturation on the source, a stronger distortion or bit reduction on the resample, and a parallel dirty return can make the texture feel aggressive without losing punch. You can also make the echo itself part of the rhythm by choosing rhythmic delay divisions, and then resampling the delayed tail as percussion. And if your chops feel too clean, vary velocity, timing, and note length to give them a more human, sampled feel. Here's a quick practice challenge. Pick one break, one vocal or FX hit, and one bass note. Resample the FX with echo and reverb, then slice that print into sampler or drum rack. Program a 4-bar loop with two recurring chop motifs, one fill at the end of bar 2, and a reversed or delayed slice before bar 4. Then resample the loop again and make a second version that's darker, heavier, and more broken without adding any new sounds. That's the skill right there. Same ingredients, deeper world. So to recap, the workflow is, start with a short source, process it with echo, reverb, filtering, and saturation. Resample the movement, slice it, rebuild it around the break and bass, then resample again for a second generation of texture. That's how you get the dusty, haunted, pressure-filled urban echo vibe in Ableton Live 12. Don't just loop sounds, print them, chop them, and rebuild them. That's where the jungle lives.